Good morning on this Thursday morning as we fully now get into the Easter weekend. These are words from Matthew chapter 26. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. It's Thursday, and as we've journeyed through some of the events of Holy Week, we arrive at this occasion that we famously know as the Last Supper. What a time that must have been. And as I was reading this just this morning, I was just wondering about this man Jesus that fascinates me so much. And thinking over the 33 years that he's been alive, but particularly the last 3 years as he's gathered disciples, and really the clock has been ticking for these events to happen that we're talking about now. Here was God in human flesh, a man who could cry, who needed to eat, who was full of emotion. That emotion that had seen him with the disciples and at times frustrated at what they had sort of answered him with when he was trying to get the message through. In the garden as he's arrested, as he is aware that his mum is looking on, and all those years that she's looked and wondered and pondered and provoked, probably more than anybody physical on this planet at that time, she got it, she knew it like mums do. But thinking from those first moments at Bethlehem when she was presented with gold, frankincense and myrrh, and understanding some of the significance of what those gifts meant, all those things the Bible tells us she'd held in her heart. But Jesus is here. He sat with these disciples. There's Judas, there's Peter, there's John, there's all the great characters that we are familiar with. And I've got to be honest, there's no specific, what I would call specific script to all of this, because if you have a script, then that talks about, it talks about costume that you wear, it talks about the positions that you must take and the very specific words that you must use. There's not a script in that sense of it. But Jesus knew. He knew, as we would talk about, the why and the how. He knew that he'd come to defeat the works of the devil. He knew that he was God's lamb being sacrificed for the sins of the whole world. He knew that he was the first fruits of a new life and a new creation that continues to be talked about in the New Testament right up until today. This was mission. But right at this moment, Jesus is sat eating with these disciples, looking round, making sense, knowing that things had got to be put in place, almost commissioning Judas to go and betray, recognizing the way that Peter would fall apart in the next few days that are ahead. Yet in the center of all of this emotion and feeling, Jesus, the man that he was, not wimpish, not pathetic, but rock hard, determined, despite the pain mentally and the pain and physical torture that would be there, went to the cross for you and I. So today, just as you sit and eat, I invite you to almost capture, close your eyes and capture those moments as Jesus eats with his disciples, knowing the day that lay ahead and the next few days what would happen, and take an opportunity to thank God for Jesus.